Welcome to another edition of Inside United. This is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Today we have a returning guest, Howard Marchbanks, who's been on here twice before. He's a financial advisor, and he's here to talk about some special year-end things. But anyway, welcome to Inside United, Howard.
Well, Vic, thank you for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. On your last appearance here, you talked to us about practical ways to start arranging a financial legacy for your family. But today, you want to talk about some very, very important and critical time-sensitive financial tasks at the end of the year. Here we are at the end of 2020. What can you tell us?
Well, I'd like to start at the things that are most sensitive to time. And right now we have a December 7th deadline for those are on Medicare to make a decision on their health care for next year. It's open enrollment season, and there are a lot of choices out there. Folks can have, I know I see on the different news channels, there's all types of people that are asking you to call and get information about these upgrades on your plan, some which include dental, eyeglasses, and, you know, with so much in flux with the medical field right now, that's the number one time-sensitive things for people who are on Medicare right now.
And right now, this last year has been so different, you know, with the COVID matters and other additional laws passed to help people with CARES, et cetera. Maybe you could kind of talk to us about that too and how it affects our year-end planning.
There were tax laws that were changed this year. We had the CARES Act, which changed the mandatory distribution for retirement accounts. It went from age 70.5 to 72. But in addition, there is no mandatory distributions for this year, 2020, because of COVID. So people are allowed to keep money in their retirement accounts this year. But that doesn't preclude them from doing a qualified charitable distribution.
Maybe you could tell us about that a little bit more, because I know that people have been using that because of its tax benefit in donations to the church.
Well, it's a very efficient way to give, because if a person is over 70.5 years old, they're able to take their traditional IRA and make a gift to the church directly from that IRA and have no taxable liability on that distribution from the IRA and the gift. And the individual, I mean, it's a pretty large number. They can give up to $100,000 a year or $200,000 for a couple. And some people are going to say, well, I see that does the church real good, but what about me? Well, for the individual, you figure your mandatory distribution is based upon your account value, and they look at that at the end of every year to recalculate. Well, if there is less money in it this year, that means you'll be required next year to take out less money. Also, when we think of healthcare and COVID crisis that has affected most of us this year, and we're working, we have healthcare benefits by our providers, make sure we're using all the benefits that we're entitled to, that we're paying for. If you have dental insurance, make sure you're getting, you know, those free cleanings that are included. Make sure you're getting any dental repairs, dental care you need. And additionally, most health insurance policies are going to offer you a free annual exam, a free physical. And that's really a good way to get you started into planning for next year, is to know that your health is in good shape or perhaps not, and you don't use it this year, you don't get to carry it over.
Tell us about making charitable donations at year end.
One thing we know with charitable donations is they can give you a tax deduction on it. But what happened when the tax laws were changed a couple years back, the standard deduction, that means how much you are able to deduct from your income on your income tax return, those were raised, and they're very favorable numbers. For a single person under 65, it's $12,400. For somebody who is over 65 and single, it's $14,050, I believe, that you're able to not have to pay income taxes on. So if you have that $12,000 coming in from taxable sources, your IRA or such, it becomes tax-free to you. So it's really a good idea to utilize your standard deduction as well as you can. And if you have taxable investments and you want to put a little bit more in your savings account or your cash reserve account, it's a really nice way to move your money around at the end of the year.
Well, I'll say, Howard, that I have been so very pleased about the generosity of our people who have supported the church, considering some of the economic hardships of this past year.
Well, and part of those hardships, some people were laid off and lost their jobs. And I know some folks, they lost, their whole career was over. Their jobs were eliminated. They were given a severance package and you know, allowed to retire. And some of these severance packages are pretty large. They're sometimes 13 to 18 months of income, and they're getting taxed on it all at once. And that kind of hurts because you're going to have a big whopping tax bill one year, and then the next year when you're retired, you're going to drop down to the perhaps the minimum level. And what people can do, and what a lot of folks don't know about, is there's these products called donor-advised funds. Mm-hmm. And mutual fund companies have them, and there's different managed accounts you can have from a brokerage that will allow you to put a big lump sum. Let's say you sold a big real estate property, or maybe you had a big severance package, or maybe you had another taxable income. You could place a large amount of money into this donor advised fund, get your tax deduction on that whole amount of money, but yet you have the power to, we're going to say, grant money out of that donor advised funds to your favorite charity over time. You don't have to do it all at once. So for instance, if you had, let's say, 5 years, your annual income, you could put that into that donor advised fund, get a tax deduction if you are over that standard deduction amount. Mm-hmm. And then you could, you know, distribute that to your charities at your pleasure and leisure, while still having that money have the ability to grow. So it's almost like creating your own foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed that those laws have really morphed in the last several years to where giving has been expedited or has been made more efficient.
Yes, definitely been made more efficient. Now, talking about efficiency, I mean, we're talking about charitable donations. Well, be charitable to yourself. And look at your, if you have investments, there's probably going to be some pretty large capital gains paid out this year. And maybe you have some capital losses from investments that weren't done so well. You need to make sure you're matching gains and losses against each other and doing any of that math with, you know, your broker, your stock guy, whoever, to get the best tax benefit out of those investments. You can balance your capital losses against your capital gains and really reduce your whole tax liability.
Is there a way to get matching help? I know that one reason why people donate to Life Nets is because they could get matches from their corporations. Is there any way to maximize that way, or is this not something we should talk about?
No, I think matching contributions by your employers, if they offer it, you need to take advantage of it. Now, unfortunately, they don't like to match to religious institutions or charities. But in the case of LifeNets, that gets around that because that's a secular styled charity, and they would match that.
Well, we had.
So I really encourage that.
I know we have been very blessed. You know, people have asked, why is LifeNets not, should it be part of the church? And really, it's a para organization, you know, it's side by side with the church, you know, with many of the things that we do. And as a consequence, because of being, you know, on its own, it qualifies for matching funds from corporations, which has been more and more every year, which we've been able to get. And a lot of times, you know, over the years, when they match one year, then they match every, you know, year after year with that. So it's been a very, very nice source what I call free money, you know, money that is matched by other corporations that goes for the greater good for charitable purposes, you know, for everything from food security to employment opportunities to, you know, the various educational things that we do overseas.
Well, and also, you know, a lot of people are buying stuff on Amazon. And Amazon has a program called Amazon Smile, to where 10% of your purchase price, I don't know, maybe it's 10%, maybe it's 1%, will go to your charity. And I know that we get reports because we enrolled in it, and we see how much money that they've actually given the church during the year. And it's an impressive amount.
Yeah, it's usually about like 1% or so. I know that there's also other... like eBay has their own thing, and there's other organizations that will match 1 to 2%. It depends upon the type of business it is. But it's another way to help out. And even though it may be a small amount, when you have all these little trickles of streams coming into a bigger creek and river, it does add to the benefit of whoever you're benefiting.
And again, not time sensitive to the end of the year, but just another way to give in a very efficient manner, which is what we're all looking for.
Are there any more things that we need to really consider now as we head for December 31st?
You want to maximize your employer retirement plans if you have that ability. Any self-directed 529 educational accounts or Coverdell accounts for your children's education, you want to make sure you're funding those. And again, I emphasize the need to make sure people are doing their Medicare enrollment. There's so many new features out there on these plans, and you know, it's about their health, and we want everybody healthy. You know, so when this COVID is over, we're all able to get back together and fellowship.
Yeah, I know that right now there's been appearances of a spike in the COVID levels, but we're looking to the day that this thing is something which is a memory.
Well, and you know, that brings up a thought today is, you know, the market was up 1,600 points when I woke up this morning because one of the drug manufacturers said they had a 90% efficiency rate in the vaccine they're developing. Well, the market just went crazy today. And you think about giving highly appreciated property. Stock is a very good gift that you can give in lieu of ties, even, because you could have your investment and it can be appreciated and it's in a taxable account and you don't want to sell it because you don't want to have that extra tax. Well, we have the ability to receive a gift, and you don't even have to sell the stock. The stock would come directly over to the church, and the church gets to sell things tax-free because we're a charity. And you get the donor gets the whole fair market value of that stock as a tax deduction. And some of these stocks, I've seen some of them big double-digit returns this year.
Well, with the good returns that we've had this past year, it may be a good idea to look at some and see how you, at this high end, can be able to donate to the church, especially like the day today where it was extremely high and we're coming to the end of the year, and you can make a donation that will benefit the church and really be of very little impact to you.
Yep. And have the opportunity to rebalance that portfolio that you wouldn't be rebalancing because you're afraid of the tax liability on it. Because some of those things that are higher risk, boy, they've really gone up, which means that you put more risk inside your holdings.
Howard, you know, you've been in the financial business for 25 years, and you have seen things up and down, and this has got to be one of the most unusual years that you've been. And, you know, we talk about things coming to an end, things crashing and all that, and that in spite of that, it's been the other way. What do you personally see us going in the next 12 months to 2 years?
Well, we're going through the presidential election questions right now. And one thing that we're reminded is it doesn't matter which administration is in power. People are still having jobs. The stock market is still making money or losing money. It doesn't matter really who's in that office. And, you know, the United States is like a big boat. and it takes a long time to turn a big ship. Let's say the Queen Mary, which is down here in Long Beach by me, it takes a long time to turn these massive ships. Well, the United States government is that way. Nothing changes too quick anymore. The idea is you, as an individual, you need to make sure that you're in order, that your investments are in order, that you have the proper amount of risk inside your portfolio, that you can not have the knee-jerk reaction to sell when you're getting some information off the TV that is uncomfortable. You need to be able to stay in your investments and weather through the ups and downs, because time is on our side in most cases. And you look at the stock market, I mean, from any point of time, it's generally been up. It has dips, but it generally goes back up. So don't fear the market, participate in it, and utilize the tax laws and the state laws, planning processes that are out there to make us all more efficient with our dollars that we have.
You have to have a positive outlook and have your relationship with God first be stabilized so that you fear God. You love the brotherhood. You know, you love the people who are your brothers. You honor all of mankind and honor the king. You know, honor and show respect towards the government. If you have those 4 points down, you can sail through and make it through and not be in a state of fear, except a fear, proper fear of God.
Proper fear of God. That's right. That's right. Because there's going to be news stories that are going to be out there that may shake you up. But time is on our side when it comes to levelizing the ups and downs. And, you know, people, they want to make decisions based on politics. They want to make decisions based on rumors and fear. Stick to what is solid in your financial decisions. When it comes to investing and taking care of your affairs, it's just hard work.
Is there any advice you can give to people who may be interested in helping out more to where you could be available?
Well, certainly they can reach out. They can email me at plangiving.ucg.org. Mm-hmm. We have a brochure that is available that we can send out to people. Certainly I could do Zoom calls with folks if they want to have a conversation. And again, the conversation I'm going to have with them is about general education and guidance to direct them in the way that they need to go. We're not here to sell any products to them or to give them any specific advice to what they would do, but we're there to lead them on the way.
Right. PlannedGiving@UCG.org. PlannedGiving@UCG.org. Well, Howard, I have really enjoyed talking to you, as I do all the time. You know, we talk through the week about business relating to the church and to our finances and to how we can help people, really. You know, some of the things we talk about planned giving, but it's also a way in which we reach out to the people that are supportive of the church and how we can help them.
Good seeing it again, Vic.
And we thank you very much for joining us today on this program. Find us on the UCG.org website on the main menu bar, or use your favorite Android or Apple podcasting app such as Pocket Casts. And please be sure to write to us at podcast@UCG.org. Thank you for joining us. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.